y Morales reporta.
Los dirigentes de los comités cívicos, que impulsan una huelga indefinida, abiertamente convocan a los uniformados de la policía y las Fuerzas Armadas a rebelarse contra el gobierno constitucional.
Ustedes tienen hijos.
¿Mamá?
Ustedes tienen padres. Ustedes tienen un futuro diferente a su familia. Ustedes deberían estar al lado de su pueblo.
Muchos hermanos policías y militares, aquellas bases que están siendo manipulados por órdenes superiores, unificarse a la lucha del pueblo potosino.
Un campesino de 22 años murió el martes en la ciudad de Potosí, donde se repitió el racismo violento con la toma de campesinos como rehenes. Inicialmente, se dijo que el joven falleció por asfixia, provocada por el bolo de hoja de coca que consumía, una costumbre indígena ancestral en este país.
Escoriaciones por caídas en la rodilla, manos y mentón, que ha habido y se ha determinado un infiltrado hemorrágico que coincide con una grave caída, que ha existido obstrucción de la laringe y las vías respiratorias que le han impedido que el aire llegue a sus pulmones.
El gobierno anunció una investigación para determinar las causas de la muerte del campesino de 22 años. Y las organizaciones sociales advirtieron que no permitirán un segundo golpe de Estado.
Ya se huele el golpe de Estado, el segundo golpe de Estado. Aquellas personas que están nuevamente pretendiendo día a día con ese vandalismo, con ese enfrentamiento racismo, nosotros no vamos a permitirlo.
Pedimos que se calmen para no confrontar más, porque ya sabemos de que esto es una conspiración o un inicio a hacer el segundo golpe.
El presidente Luis Arce, en una asamblea de campesinos aymaras de La Paz, afirmó que las movilizaciones que tienen como pretexto supuestos proyectos de ley para afectar a los más pobres buscan impunidad para los responsables del golpe de Estado de noviembre de 2019.
La derecha miente, todo el tiempo miente, porque no tiene argumentos, hermanas, hermanos, no tiene argumentos. Ellos lo único que quieren, lo único que están buscando es la impunidad de lo que ha pasado el 2019 con el golpe de Estado.
El presidente también prometió que no permitirá que se produzca un nuevo golpe de Estado.
Hay que organizarnos. Nosotros no vamos a permitir, ¿no? Como ustedes mismos los han dicho, no vamos a permitir otra vez que pase como el 2019.
Los comités cívicos y un autodenominado Consejo de Defensa de la Democracia, CONADE, impulsan una huelga indefinida que exige anular una ley contra el lavado de dinero. La huelga se cumple con bloqueos de calles en Santa Cruz y Potosí. Algunas protestas tienen lugar en Cochabamba y Tarija, en tanto que en el resto del país la situación es de normalidad.
Hace unos minutos concluyó una reunión del presidente Luis Arce en la Casa de Gobierno con dirigentes del distrito minero de Huanuni, el distrito estatal minero más grande del país. Tiene casi 5.000 trabajadores este distrito minero Huanuni en el departamento de Oruro. También participaron los dirigentes de la Central Obrera Departamental de Oruro y de la Central Obrera Boliviana. Todos estos sectores han exigido que se investigue la muerte del campesino potosino ocurrida la noche del martes. También han anunciado que, de ser necesario, saldrán a las calles, saldrán a las carreteras para defender el proceso democrático y al gobierno legalmente constituido, que precisamente hace apenas unas horas cumplió su primer año de administración.
Así llegamos al final de esta edición del Informativo Pacífica. Nuestro más profundo agradecimiento a todos los medios y personas que hicieron posible este programa. A nombre de Norma Martínez, se despide tu amigo de siempre, Fernando Velázquez. Gracias por acompañarnos.
Este y otros programas del Informativo Pacífica pueden ser escuchados o descargados en iPod o en forma tradicional en www.kpfk.org en los archivos de audio.
They told me, you know, we'll give you a day, we'll give you a week, however long it takes for you to accept our help to be healed and to become a child of God and denounce being gay.
Honoring the memory of Dr. Anonymous, coming up on the Rainbow Minute.
I got 3/4 of the way through several times and was like, well, I have no idea how this would end, so I have to start over. But one thing I know is I can't end a story without hope.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Nicaragua's NGO Purge targets its oldest queer group. Gay Taiwanese movie sings out a universal love song and upending the artistic process with Amanda Kayback. All that and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Joe Bainline.
And I'm John Dyer V.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending August 28, 2021. The government of Nicaragua is aiming to shut down the country's oldest LGBTQ advocacy group. The Interior Ministry has asked the National Assembly to annul the legal nonprofit status of Fundación Xiquetzal and 14 other non-governmental organizations. President Daniel Ortega's Sandinista National Liberation Front is the controlling party in the assembly, so that body's likely to...
Oh, time don't get no more. down the road I'm gone. If the time don't get no better, if the time don't get no better, down the road I'm gone.
We first organized the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. He would say, Bobby, he says, we're going to draw up a basic platform, just basic, that black people can read. He says, we don't want to go real elaborate with all these essays and dissertations and all this stuff, because the brother going to look at that and he can say, man, I ain't got time for that. I got to go see what I can do for myself. He says, just a basic platform that the mothers who struggle hard to raise us, that the fathers who've worked hard, that the young brothers in school who come out of school semi-illiterate. He would say, we want freedom, we want power to determine the destiny of our black community. Full employment for our people.
Mr. Medgar Evers from Jackson, he's the state field secretary for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Mr. Medgar Evers.
Thank you very much, Mr. McDew. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very good to see the number of persons out here tonight that are. And certainly this indicates that we are ready for freedom and we are ready to march for it. I just want to say to you here tonight that the reason I'm up here is because you have given us inspiration in Jackson. And we're going to go back to Jackson, South Mississippi, and all over Mississippi and fight for freedom as you're fighting for it here in Greenwood. All we want you to do is keep going with this fight for freedom. And as we stick together here, as you feel the pains of dogs here in Greenwood, we'll feel them in Jackson. And if we feel them in Jackson, you feel them here. And when we get this unity, ladies and gentlemen, nothing can stop us. We're going to win this fight for freedom. Thank you very much.
This morning with the sundown shining in, I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in. The see what condition my condition was in.
Your revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not happen between these thighs. The real revolution ain't about booty size, the Versace's you buys, or the Lexus you drives. And though we've lost Biggie Smalls,
your notorious
baby, your notorious revolution will never allow you to lace no lyrical douche in my bush. Your revolution will not be you killing me softly with Fuji.
Your revolution ain't
gonna knock me up without no ring and produce little future MCs. Because that revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not find me in the backseat of a Jeep with LL hard as hell. You know, doing it and doing it and doing it well. You know, and doing it and doing it and doing it well. Come on now. Your revolution will not be you smacking it up, flipping it, or rubbing it down. Nor will it take you downtown or humping around. Because that revolution will not happen between these thighs. Your revolution will not have me singing, ain't no nigga like the one I got. Your revolution will not be you sending me for no drip, drip, VD shot. Your revolution will not involve me filling your nature rise or helping you fantasize. Because that revolution will not happen between these thighs. No, no, not between these thighs. Oh, my Jamaican brother,
no.
Your revolution will not make you feel boom-bastic and really fantastic and have you groping in the dark for that rubber rotten plastic. You will not be touching your lips to my triple dip of French vanilla, butter pecan, chocolate deluxe, or having Akinelli's dream. A 6-foot blowjob machine. You want to subjugate your queen. Think I'ma put it in my mouth just cause you need a few bucks. Please, brother, please. Your revolution will not be me tossing my weave and making believe I'm some caviar-eating ghetto mafia clown. Or me giving up my behind just so I can get signed and maybe have somebody else write my rhymes. I'm Sarah Jones, not Foxy Brown. You know, I'm Sarah Jones.
I'm Sarah Jones, not Foxy Brown.
Your revolution makes me wonder, where could we go if we could drop the empty pursuit of props and the ego? We'd revolt back to our roots, use a little common sense on a quest to make love de la soul, no pretense. But your revolution will not be you flexing your little sex and status to express what you feel. Your revolution will not happen between these thighs, will not happen between these thighs, will not be you shaking and me faking between these thighs. Because the real revolution, that's right, I said the real revolution, you know, I'm talking about the revolution. When it comes, it's gonna be real, it's gonna be real, it's gonna be real. When it finally comes, that's right, when it finally comes, it's gonna be real. Yeah, yeah.
Hi. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I have no way of knowing if you can hear me.
You've forgotten something.
Can you?
I move my leg. That's all it is. Captures your attention. Perhaps you misinterpret. The action is simple. It's a leg moving. My lips move. Why don't you restrict your observations to that? they move is more significant than the words which come through. You must bear that possibility in mind. Look at me. Thank you.
enter the unapproachable. There are no challenges found. Cronies cringe, confusing my colloquialisms as an interplanetary and Dolby surround sound. Nerve system alert, versed to certified verbalist slang doctor in the Bangkok four-ring circus. Stay off sync with sunrise up to rain surfaces. A ray of light amidst the world's purposeness. When I initially acquired the thirst to think, recall my reluctance to sink, gamble the risk, swim the abyss of the ballpoint's ink, spread thin but thoroughly, late night disturbing me, my slumber's interrupted, I'm vexed with the next song, subjects got me restless, much have as much as applause from the microphone I touch last, lose you in my rough draft, blueprint precision for the downtrodden, good grand, lost me mics are like the nights that we heisted Robin Hood, my halo hangs, for the latest colloquialisms and slangs, burden the groove, a slave was driven, nowadays there's no penalty for plagiarism. I was versatile long before the name was given. And I'm familiar with a fat lace and not the mozzarella in this rat race. The greedy draws more drama than graffiti walls. I missed the foundation we forsaken. When war was 12, Puerto Ricans breaking. I relate to rows of linoleum before my heavyweight. And pressing will wind up on my wild style tape. I campaign for clarity and penmanship short of sincerity strikes a nerve. The final frontier that two heads inherit to explore.
Go back.
darkest night. My mother went to answer, you know that you looked so fine. Now I could understand your tears and your shame. She called you boy instead of your name. When she wouldn't let you inside. When she turned and said, but honey, he's not our kind. She says, I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore. Walk me down to school, baby. Everybody's acting deaf and blind. Until they turn and say, why don't you stick to your own kind? My teachers all laugh, their smirking stares, cutting deep down in our affairs. Preachers of equality think they believe it. Why won't they just let us be? This is one of these days I'm gonna stop my listening, gonna raise my head up high. One of these days I'm gonna raise up my glistening wings and fly. But that day will have to wait for a while. Baby, I'm only society's child. When we're older, things may change. But for now, this is the way they must remain. I say I can't see you anymore, baby. Can't see you anymore, no. Don't wanna see you anymore, baby.
To resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by
please.
journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value, and a new experience. Stereophonic sound.
Economists have defined the economic health of a country by its gross domestic product. Trouble is, every time a forest falls, the GDP goes up. With every oil spill, the GDP goes up. Every time a cancer patient is diagnosed, the GDP goes up. Is this how we measure economic progress? Economists must learn to subtract.
Sweet and swivels to get down to the city he made me in. He allows me to stand and solicit graffiti until he meets the land I stand on. And I in my darkened threshold and pawing through my pockets the receipts, the bus schedules, urgent napkin poems, and matchbook phone numbers, all of which laundering is rendered pulpy and strange. Loose change, the key aspect. I wrote it down somewhere. I just gotta find it. And somebody in their spray paint got too close. Somebody came on too heavy. Now look at me, met ugly by the drooling letters. I was better off alone. Ain't that the way it is? They don't know the first thing, but you don't know that till they take the first swing. My fingers are red and swollen from the cold. I'm getting bold in my old age. So I had to try the door. It doesn't matter no more. Weak hearted or strong willed, we'd be kept alive until we're killed. He's up there. The ice is clinking in his glass. He sends us little pieces of paper. I don't ask. I just empty my pockets and wait. It's not fate. It's just circumstance. I don't fool myself with romance. I just live phone number to phone number, dusting them against my thighs and the mud in my pockets, which whisper history incessantly asking me, where were you? I lower my eyes, wishing I could cry more and care less. Yes, it's true. I was trying to love someone again. I was caught carrying, bearing weight, but I love this city. This state, this country is too large, and who's ever in charge of there? Better take the elevator down and put more than change in our cup, or else we coming up.
The average North American consumes five times more than a Mexican, 10 times more than a Chinese person, and 30 times more than a person from India. We are the most voracious consumers in the world, a world that could die because of the way we North Americans live. Give it a rest. November 23 is Buy Nothing Day.
We will use some common beats. Common beats is something that anybody can follow. You don't have to get fancy with them like this.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Stay. Please do not turn off your radio. But turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound be broadcast as loud as possible.
deceived city of guerrilla warfare. Sniper groups use day and night hit and run tactics before tanks move in. Wreckage is everywhere.
Substitute for the product, and all the satisfactions will be derived informationally from the ad, and the product will be merely a number in some file somewhere.
Cut. How great was that? Is it worth the money?
Okay, here we go, folks. Start the wind. And the smoke. And playback.
I need a Pepsi.
Cut. It's great. Let's look at these.
Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial? Why is this commercial going to sell Pepsi?
Hi, I'm me, and I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Hi, honey, I'm using this to sell you this.
Pepsi, Pepsi, Pepsi.
Hi, honey, I'm using this to sell you this.
Feel good about Pepsi. Feel good about Pepsi.
Hi, honey, I'm using this to sell you this.
I need a Pepsi.
Pepsi.
It's that last 1 foot, I call it, in the supermarket, where that 1 foot between your hand reaching this direction or that direction is an emotional one.
Why is this commercial?
And that's the bonding you want to get.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot, I call it.
Why is this commercial?
That 1 foot, 1 foot.
Why is this commercial?
1 foot. Cut.
You're picking people to represent traditionally perceived roles for black people. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the servants, the traditional role here, the black athletes, use the role that people are comfortable with seeing blacks in to help sell a product. But don't use blacks in roles that are expanding the parameters, that are putting blacks in new and in different settings.
Wicked, insane, evil.
Americans have not been born yet. They're waiting patiently for the past to die. Please give blood. Those crumpled tablets were to share a story with a burning bush. Where is that voice from nowhere to remind us that the holy ground we walk on, purified by native blood, has rooted trees whose fallen leaves now color code a sacred list of demands? Who among us can give translation of autumn hues to morning news? The anchor man thrown overboard has simply rooted us in history's repeating cycle, a nation in its saddened years that won't acknowledge karma. Where is that voice from nowhere, the ones your prophets spoke of? There are voices from fear, disconnected from their diaphragms, dangling from coffee-covered teeth that spill into our laps and scorch our privates. There are voices from the sides of necks, some already noosed, dangling participles, pronouns running for sentence, serving life in corner offices and ghetto corners. Their voices are the same, dead to themselves, numb to the possibility of truth existing beyond that which they can palm in their hands, period. There are voices of elders, which seem to do no more than damn us to our childish ways, for in many households wisdom no longer comes with age. So where is that voice from nowhere, that burning bush, that passing dove? I hear the voices of generals calling for ammunition, presidents calling for arms, women calling for help. Where is that voice from nowhere, that God of Abraham? Can he be heard over the gunfire, the whiz of passing missiles, the crash of buildings, the cries of children, the crack of bones, the shriek of sirens? Or is that his mighty voice, your angry God craving the sacrifice of virgin generation sons degenerate, your holy books written in red ink on burning sands? Your prayers between rounds do no more than fasten the feet of your children to the hammer truth of your trigger. A truth that mushrooms its darkened cloud over the rest of us, so that we too bear witness to the short-lived fate of a civilization that worships a male god. Your weapons are phallic, all of them. That dummy that sits on your lap is no longer a worthwhile spectacle. His shrunken pale face leaves little room for imagination. We have spotted your moving lips and have pinned the voice to its proper source. It is a source of madness, a source of hunger and power, a source of weakness, a source of evil. We have exited your coliseum and are encircling your box office, demanding our families back, our cultures back, our rituals back, our gods back, so that we may return them to their proper source, the source of light, the source of creation, our mother's womb, the great goddess. We will cut through the barbed wire papers and chastity belts. We will climb in and incubate our spirits through the winter. We will wait through the degenerate course of your repeated history. We will wait for the past to die.
Are you ready?
Revolution. The lunatics have taken over. friends of yours. Our nation. For 8 years, escaping this humiliation, the sons being killed.
What?
Get by this bonus. Break it down like this.
Break.
Okay, what's the next one?
Capabilities, but it was also very much a psychological mission. They went after terrorist training camps that they knew would be empty, and they carpet bombed them, Peter. They wanted to level whatever facilities they could find to let them know that the United States was going to be back. They also dropped a couple of bombs on the homes of key leaders in all of this. Osama bin Laden's home in the town of Jalalabad, and the leader of the Taliban as well.
Something you're missing. Television isn't real, but the addiction is. A message from the Media Foundation.
becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet?
Do you know what you're fighting for?
We're taking y'all all the way underground.
Yeah.
We sing a plane with y'all. This is real hardcore hip hop.
In a search for love, in a search for cash. Everybody wanna be some fat tycoon. Everybody wanna be on a tropic honeymoon. Nobody wanna sing a little bit out of tune. Or be the backbone of a rebel platoon. It's too soon to step out of line. You might get laughed at, you might get fined. But you pass the buck or pass the baton. But you can't pass the police or the Pentagon. The IRS or the upper echelon. I think it's time to make a move on the contradiction. Bomb, bomb, rock the nation. Take over television and radio station. Bomb, bomb. Corporations of complication, bomb bomb, rock the nation, take over television and radio station, bomb bomb, the truth shall come, keep the corporations of complication. The dawning of our time, I say it one more time, to emphasize the meaning of my rhyme, to rise above all the dirty grime, at the right spikes, at the right time, fuck the cops. Are we part of the solution? Or are we part of the pollution? Sitting by and wondering why things ain't the way we like to find them to be for you and for me. The people over there and the ones in between. Check our habitation. Are we a peace-loving nation? Peace-loving nation. Oh, the government say that killing's a sin. Unless you kill a murderer with a lethal syringe. So I ask again, are we peace-lovers then? Peace-lovers then. Some of them slag guns when they 6 years old. Some of them end up in some six foot hole.
Touch bagels, duck labels, capital one, need a vibe for the terminal stable.
sign a rocket. I'd rather be mouth-fucked by Nazis unconscious. Calling all bomb threats. The radio reactivated, correct. Under hella fire, missile defense. Fenced in. Better blame it on fame, city grin. Walk with a bag full of opinions. Take me to the river and throw yourself in. In about 4 seconds, the ether will begin to begin to begin to begin. Who wanna hold hands with this sickle malnutrition and soak your new speed? Dissolve into the syncopated fragments of violence, splash the loose leaves. We can embrace on the business end of my face first. Joe first, the volcano suicide league. Dance with the vinyl monster. Devil in blue sky, fly with clean conscience. Change the gesture. Can't save the children, weren't worth the effort. I'm a caveman. Your modern ways frighten and confuse me. I watch the spirit box with the blinking lights and things. Are those little people trapped in that box?
Okay,
but I do know confirming. Mike Digital, A-Bus, Mackie, Avalon, compression combined with 8-step perfection. Dirty words, paralyzed runs and infection. Infection, insofar as the ineffectual begs for the election. Development arrested. Trapped in a cuckoo's nest, looking for the next hit. If it's wild like that's our firing. Infrared scope in the clutch of a tyrant. New world. Lullaby, sirens, stuck migrants, custom blind violence. It's all bad timing. Getting murked on a tram over Roosevelt Island. You think that's space? Deep space, 9 millimeter sun keeps smiling.
Yeah, and the sound remains the same. Bums got a rock. Revolution. Bums got a rock. Kill a beat go. Bums got a rock. Revolution. Bums got a rock. Yo, 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 yeah. Here I am, Superman again. Cause you know damn well I'll never be a man again. Here I go. Stand up and watch the game unfold. 3 minutes of download. Revolution. Make your brain explode. When understanding now is wisdom. Love elevation and activism. Let's call it raptivism. There's a lot of MCs stuck on isms. As in sexism. Some hate racism. Why many cats getting stuck in prison? New slavery is what you see in. Is what you need in. Reality beyond reality of fantasy. But that fantasy. Killing me. I don't give a damn if you bounce to this. I don't give a damn if you sick to this.
What?
But I give a damn that you overstand.
Yo.
Revolution, the black Superman. Here. Have no fear, some of these rhymes wear a cape. But the record don't feel like a sack of bullshit. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. If what you want is what you need is, you can see yourself beyond the weed. And pop a ring on the new freaking MCs. You know what?
Ooh-wee.
Face it, tell me why ex-fans be hating. The present state of the hip-hop nation. Maybe it's your president and the corporation. Is why we in this situation. Some is dumb. Jump off the drums. Hear the beat go, watch them all come. Damn, revolution. You know who? The last Superman. Yeah. Hear the beat go. Come on, Griff. Come on. Hear the funk band. Superman. Hear the beat go. Come on, beat go. Hear the beat go.
Come on. Listen, listen.
Hey, yo, right. Camera bus. Comedy, romance, you better dance when you're fighting stance, so you never have a fighting chance in a rat race where the referee's son started way in advance. But still, you living the American dream. Silk PJ sheets and down pillows. Who the fuck would wanna wake up? You got it good like hot sex after the breakup. Your four-car garage is just more space to take up. You even bought your mom a new whip, strapped the jalopy. $1,000 habit, $1 million hobby. You a success story, everybody wanna copy, but few work for it. Folks get jerked for it. If you think that you can ignore it, you're ignorant. A fat wallet still never made the man free. They say to eat good, yo, you gotta swallow your pride. But dead that game plan, I'm not satisfied.
The poor get worse, the rich get richer. The world gets worse, you get the picture. The poor get sad, the rich get depressed. The ugly get mad, the pretty get stressed. The ugly get violent, the pretty get gone. The old get stiff, the young get set on. Whoever told you that it was all good lies, you know it's bits up, you're not satisfied.
Still, the answer.
back. Got my old lurf wearing a mask. Loves to get a mail. I know an older guy that lost 12 close peeps on 911. Why you kicking up punchlines and puns, man? Fuck that shit. This is serious business. By time Bush is done, you won't know what time it is. If it's wartime or jail time, time for promises and time to figure out where the enemy is. The same devils that you used to love to hate. They got you so gassed and shook now. You scared to debate. The same ones that traded books for guns, smuggled drugs for fun, that had fun letting off 41. But now it's all about NYPD caps and Pentagon bumper stickers for show. You're still a nigga. It ain't right them cops and them firemen die. That shit is real tragic, but it damn sure ain't magic. It won't make the brutality disappear. It won't pull equality from behind your ear. It won't make a difference in a two-party country if the president cheats to win another 4 years. Now don't get me wrong, there's no place I'd rather be. The grass ain't greener on the other genocide. But tell Huey Freeman, don't forget to cut the lawn and uproot the weeds, cause I'm not satisfied.
The poor get worse, the rich get richer. The world gets worse, you get the picture. The poor gets dead, the rich get depressed. The ugly get mad, the pretty get stressed. The ugly get violent, the pretty get gone. The old gets stiff, the young get stepped on. Whoever told you that it was all good lies, so throw your fist up, you're not satisfied.
We're just coming here. We set your bitch back high. We light a big bonfire. Montpellier, Toulouse, Chaucer,
Nice, Biarritz.
Qui vient de Toulouse?
Le mec plus ultra dans le monde de l'espionnage. Minage sous-marin à cause de micro-infiltration de surveillance électronique. Aide, nous sommes presque tous armés et dangereux.
Vous n'avez pas la moindre idée.
D'action dans la zone de l'objectif. Vous avez dû engager des hostilités.
J'ai vaporisé les hostilités. Il y en a même qui réagissent pas du tout. Essayez pas de me faire porter le chapeau. J'avais pas vraiment le temps de déconner.
Vous êtes un homme de terrain, vous n'êtes pas un homme politique. L'homme de terrain. Vous êtes un homme de terrain, vous n'êtes pas un homme politique. Je ne l'accepte pas. Notre invité du...
Today to hear the weatherman say it was gonna be another sunny day in hell. Now this bat stuck in my hand and I just don't understand how this scarred me for life, but I'm still here. So they stole my memory.